Radio Daily for Not Monday, which just means it's that much closer to the weekend, and that's a beautiful flipping feeling. Welcome to the 19th of September, which means that the Halloween store should be open at the abandoned spot in your strip mall slash next to Kmart, or actually Kmart. Whatever it is, go there and say hi from all the folks at GeekRadioDaily.com. You know us from Facebook and Twitter and all those weird places. The folks that are bringing it to you today, well, that right there will be podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
You've got the brain of a four-year-old boy, and I bet he was glad to get rid of it.
And of course, I am the wonderful Billy Flynn.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
See? So what happened on this fine day, sir?
Well, first of all, sadly, some places already have Christmas stuff in their store and have for the past 2 weeks.
Some places have had it since July.
1692, Giles Corey is pressed to death after refusing to plead in the Salem witch trials.
1846, two French shepherd children, Melania Calvat and Maximine Girard, experience a Marian apparition on a mountaintop near La Salle, France, now known as Our Lady of La Salette.
Yeah, and keep in mind, none of those people were burned as witches. 1876, Melville R. Bissell patented the carpet sweeper.
1879, the Blackpool illuminations are switched on for the first time, and if I knew what those were, that would mean something to me.
1881, U.S. President James A. Garfield dies of wounds suffered in a July 2nd shooting. Vice President Chester A. Arthur becomes president after Garfield's death. Sadly, Lasagna was not able to browse him.
He hated Mondays, too. 1940, Witold Pilecki is voluntarily captured and sent to Auschwitz to smuggle out information, start a resistance, and inspire Hogan's heroes.
1942, the first advertisement to announce Little Golden Books appears in Publishers Weekly.
1957, the first American underground nuclear bomb test, part of Operation Plumb Bob, which sounds like a Mario thing, happened.
1959, Nikita Khrushchev is barred from visiting Disneyland due to security concerns.
He was going to throw a shoe at him. 1970, The Mary Tyler Moore Show, an American sitcom, premieres on CBS, and she's going to make it, after all.
1976, two Imperial Iranian Air Force F-4 Phantom II jets fly out to investigate an unidentified flying object when both independently lose instrumentation and communications as they approach, only to have them restored upon withdrawal.
Aliens. 1982, Scott Fahlman posts the first documented emoticons, the smiley face and the frowny face, on the Carnegie Mellon University bulletin board system, and it blew everybody's mind.
1985, Tipper Gore and other political wives form the Parents Music Resource Center as Frank Zappa and other musicians testify at U.S. congressional hearings on obscenity in rock music.
Those are some funny times, man. 1986, U.S. health officials announced that AZT, though an experimental drug, would be made available to AIDS patients.
1989, the Library of Congress announces the first 25 of 75 films named to the new National Film Registry. The registry was established to get high-quality copies of films to make sure they would be preserved. The first group included Gone with the Wind, The Maltese Falcon, Citizen Kane, and Ishtar.
And they laughed at Ted Turner saying, no, you can't colorize any of these. Okay, we'll let you do Ishtar.
I think technically we still have problems with colorizing films, but thank you, Ed Screen.
Hi-yo!
Birthdays?
Kevin Zegers, 33 years old, Air Bud, Dawn of the Dead, Frozen, Gossip Girl, Alec, in Mortal Instruments.
Columbus Short, I thought he was average height, is 35, Harrison on Scandal, and Pooch in The Losers.
Allison Sweeney, 41 years old, from Days of Our Lives, The Biggest Loser, and Murder, She Baked.
Sanaa Lathan is 46, from Love and Basketball, Aliens vs. Predator, and Donna on The Cleveland Show.
Victor Williams, 47, from Homicide, King of Queens, and Fringe. Although, I would have liked if the comma had been at a different place and would just said Homicide, King of Queens. Like kind of a crossover thing.
That would have been awesome. Sherry O'Terry is 55, from Saturday Night Live. She was Sleeping Beauty in Shrek.
She was also in Liar Liar, Whatever Takes the Focus Off Your Head. Ernie Sabella, 78 years old, Mr. Twinkachetti in Perfect Strangers, and Pumbaa in Lion King.
You wish your resume looked like that. Jeremy Irons is 79, from Dead Ringers, The Lion King, Dungeons & Dragons, the 2002 Time Machine, Aragon, Alfred in the DC live-action flicks.
David McCollum, 84 years old, Eliah Kuryakin in Man from U.N.C.L.E., NCIS, Alfred in some animated Batman flicks.
Not all of them. They want to keep you guessing. That's what they do. Rosemary Harris is 90 years old, Aunt May from the Spider-Man films.
Born this day no longer with us, 1888, Porter Hall from Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, Double Indemnity, and Miracle on 34th Street.
1927, William Hickey, you know his voice if you don't know his name, from Prince's Honor, Uncle Lewis in Christmas Vacation, and Dr. Finkelstein in The Nightmare Before Christmas.
I loved his voice. It was always such a weird, unique kind of a thing. His episode of Tales from the Crypt is one of my favorites. And also, speaking of another man that love his voice, from born in 1928, Mr. Adam West. Robinson Crusoe on Mars, of course, the 66 Batman, the Bright Knight, if you will. From Family Guy, of course, where he plays Mayor Adam West, and the highly underrated Go Out, Track It Down, Watch It, Look Well. It's a shame that didn't go to series.
Before the grinder was the grinder, there was Look Well. And it was actually good, though, so there's a difference.
Oh, I like the grinder. Boo, it's a shame it's not on TV, but what is on CBS? We've got a rerun of NCIS. Bull, NCIS, nah.
Nah. ABC, it's reruns of The Middle, Fresh Off the Boat, two episodes of Blackish that are reruns, then Laura and Nico make a discovery on Somewhere Between.
NBC has a new America's Got Talent, and the Paley Center salutes the best of Will and Grace.
Okay. Fox, it's a rerun of Lethal Weapon, The Mick, and Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which I think is what they're going to show every Tuesday from now on.
CW has a rerun of The Flash and Legends of Tomorrow.
Freeform, and we're back. It's Twilight.
Oh, thank God. A reason not to watch Freeform. AMC has Predator.
Disney XD, Descendants 2, in case you missed it last week.
BET has Mary Jane Questions Justin's Overtures in the finale of Being Mary Jane.
Bravo has a new episode of Below Deck, but they're not giving us the outstanding descriptions that usually accompany them.
Discovery Channel has Friedman Responds to a Burglary on Street Justice, The Bronx.
FX on Kingsman, The Secret Service, you'll enjoy it. The Neighbors from Hell on a new American Horror Story, Cult.
I'm actually kind of digging that show. On FXX, we've got Ted.
I'm enjoying Cult as well. FXM, High School Time Machine Adventures on Project Almanac.
That first episode was a little rough to get through. Not in a bad way, but just a little triggery. GSN had Earning a Living as a Masseuse on new Snap Decisions.
Nickelodeon, Jenny continues to blackmail Frankie on a new I Am Frankie and I Will Kill You.
BBC America has Da Vinci Code. I think I can make it.
Sure. Sci-Fi Channel creating cave art-inspired aliens on a new face-off game face, but we're going to be watching the Lifetime Movie Network because after venting about her frustrations concerning her dangerous ex-husband, a woman unintentionally ends up in a pact with two other people in which they agree to eliminate each other's problems. Emily Rose, Melanie Stone, and Brian Krause star in probably the stupidest version of Strangers on a Train yet, The Killing Pact.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what soap opera's Billy Flynn is doing today. It's your Days of Our Lives Chad update.
Today, Chad and Abby hop into a car and head straight for Tijuana. They've decided they don't care about Nicole finding herself drawn to Eric, or Chloe and Julie being at odds with each other, and they could care less about Abe needing a commissioner. They want to go to the real south of the border. Hashtag Chabby forever.
No blasted lettuce today!
By the way, the story for The Killing Pact, that sounds like exactly how I would end up in some sort of a murder suicide kind of killing pact. Is just like, hey, how'd I end up here? Wait, what?
Remember we talked about what we would do? We said the best way to kill people would be, and I said, okay, well, I'm gonna be out next week, so you can go then. What? Well, no, there's no mail today because we found out that Mad Sci has been sending email bombs, which potentially take out letters of other people. So a lot of folks were concerned the letter would get taken out, or maybe, in fact, they did. That's all right. If you trace all the codes that we're dropping in this particular episode, you'll figure out a way to get it to us where it will definitely not go through the potentially bombable email tubes. If you're smart enough, by God, you'll get us a message. And we can't wait to hear from you. It's podcast@geekradiodaily.com. Shh, that's what we want him to think. You crack the code, and we'll talk about it tomorrow.
Did you ever see a film at such a young age it left you traumatized with cinematic wounds?
Necrophilia.
It's a dead issue, man. Don't push it. Cinema Psyops is a weekly podcast documenting an ongoing experiment on the mind of an unwilling test subject.
No one should have to watch this movie.
Oh, no one should have to watch this.
No one should have to watch this movie.
Surprisingly, it's not a topic that a lot of people really want to tackle.
I'm shocked, prudes.
I know, really.
Right?
It's the next sexual frontier that no one wants to explore.
Just because you're offended by something doesn't mean that you have the right to demand that it doesn't exist.
Watching this film again, I had all of this, like, little nerd glee with everything that kept
little history
up.
Doll, yeah, popping up
absolutely.
At you.
So I totally loved this film.
Hey, I know why you know, couldn't see that. It's because your brain's warped watching this shit at 12 years old.
Yeah, this is a rough movie. I told you ahead of time when we were getting ready to do it that it was.
How did you watch
movie.
This shit at 12?
Because physical wounds heal, cinematic ones don't. Listen to Cinema Psyops.
This is Bill Bloom, also known as Wildcat, and the Lord of Chaos. I'm also the author of the Gideon Keep Vampire Hunter series, and you are listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed you are. And you better stay there, or we'll stick that wildcat on you. Rower! That's what he said, not me.
Sir!
What?
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
Yeah, but you've been known to, and there's stuff to get today. What can you watch, sir?
Well, from the television section, collected on DVD, we've got A Modern Family Season 8.
Arrow Season 5.
Lethal Weapon Season 1.
Bates Motel Season 5. The motel, well, technically is not closing, but it is.
Code Black Season 2.
Timeless Season 1.
In the could-be porn section, it's Sweet 16. Nope, it's an 80s slasher flick.
Aw, damn it. From collections, we've got the complete collection of Buffy. Probably the Vampire Slayer, I would imagine.
Yep, and also Bates Motel, the complete, if you didn't want to just get that one season.
Told you it was over. Friends, some of the, you know, good seasons, and then the six that are awful.
Those sons of bitches were never there for me. Also, How I Met Your Mother, which, of course, you can do it as a Choose Your Own Adventure and just skip that last episode.
Sure. Friday Night Lights, because I don't want your life. No, that's Varsity Blues. Stop making that mistake.
Also, the DC 4K collection, that's your Wonder Woman, your Supermans, your Suicide Squads, and your Batman 5 Superman.
From the re-release category, Firefly, the 15th anniversary collection, because it's been that long since it was unjustly canceled.
That makes me feel old. All of the Nightmare on Elm Streets is...
You want to feel old? Close Encounters of the Third Kind, 40th anniversary edition.
Yeah, boy. And nearly all of the Marvel flicks with variant covers.
The 1925 version of The Lost World, which I believe has some early Willis O'Brien work.
Nice. If you really want to feel old, Starship Troopers, 20th anniversary. Would you like to know more? Nah, I'm good.
The 1941 Adventures of Captain Marvel movie serial, which I believe was the first superhero ever really put to film.
Ooh. And in regular movies or feature-length movies, we've got Starship Troopers, Traitors of Mars.
See, you were missing the Starship Troopers there. The Big Sick with Kumail Nanjiani, which should be hysterical. And also
Moving. Plays dad and stuff. Come on. I don't want to go. I'm just a henchman. And of course, we've also got Wonder Woman, which, yes, finally, so good. Love that movie.
Yeah, that's the one we'll be getting. We'll probably get the story of, you know, someone, a stupid American named Julie, taking a parting gift from a shrine in Thailand, finds herself pursued by the spirit of a vengeful woman. Now her boyfriend, Jim, must try to save her before it's too late. James Landry Herbe, Scout Taylor Compton, and Mark Boone Jr. star in whose house? Ghost House.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world. You know, Matt Damon's a funny guy when he wants to be. From a geeky point of view, Jonathan Frakes, the Star Trek legend, the Next Gen legend, revealed the plot of one of the episodes of Discovery at a Star Trek Next Gen cast reunion panel. In a move that surprises no one at all, one Discovery episode will give everyone goatees. That's right, we're getting another trip to the Mirror Universe. First appeared in the original series Mirror Mirror, also seen in Star Trek Deep Space Nine, Star Trek Enterprise, and some really cool books and movies. Comic books, they're like movies to me. If you're wondering why Frakes has this information, remember, he was a Next Gen, but he's going to be directing some Discovery episodes. He's not directing the Mirror Mirror episode. No, he's not. Nor did he have any other information on that episode. But he did say that he has seen the series pilot and called it amazing and said the fan dread is unfounded. Of course he's not going to say it sucks. He knows which side his Altaberry crepe is buttered on.
Wait, we both have goatees. Are we the evil versions, or is this just the darkest timeline?
Yes.
That's fair.
Thank you.
A trio of new names has been added to the cast of Good Omens, the Amazon and BBC adaptation of the flippin' brilliant Terry Pratchett and Neil Gaiman novel. Jack Whitehall from Fresh Meat will play wages clerk turned witch hunter Pulsifer, a.k.a. Newt, and Michael McKean from Better Call Saul, and let's face it, most of us know him from Spinal Tap, will star as Sergeant Shadwell, leader of the Witchfinder Army who sends him on his mission. Miranda Richardson from Churchill will play Madam Tracy in the six-part series, the psychic medium and part-time courtesan who helps the pair as they try to save the world. The series will debut on Amazon in 2019 around the world. Amazon will also launch it in the UK, with the BBC having it for BBC Two at a later date. BBC Studios, the BBC production arm, it's a lot of BBCs in there. Narrativia, who I can only imagine is sponsored by Jamie Lee Curtis, and the Blank Corporation are producing Good Omens with BBC Worldwide, which is distributing. The best thing about superhero movies being embraced by the mainstream is how deep the geek world Hollywood is ready to go to now. It'll also be good to see Michael McKean finally getting to play the hero everyone loves. Well, there was a time when Witchfinders were respected, although it didn't last very long.
As geeks, we are used to having our stories change when being made into a movie or TV series, but even this one makes us go, what? Melrose Place's Sean Sipos, I imagine that's the newer version, has been cast as Adam Strange in sci-fi's Krypton. You know Adam Strange, a world-weary human who finds himself stranded on Krypton as the unlikely mentor to Seg-El, Superman's grandfather? What the hell are you talking about? Now, in fairness, this announcement was made back in July at Comic-Con that Adam Strange would be involved, not that, you know, our Melrose guy was going to play him. But the deal to this is that Adam Strange and an uncast Hawkwoman travel back in time and space in an attempt to stop a conspiracy to prevent the creation of Superman on modern-day Earth. So this is a plotline Legends of Tomorrow coulda slash shoulda done. Adam Strange and Hawkwoman come to Krypton to stop the conspiracy and save Superman's legacy, Geoff Johns said. You know him. Doomsday will be on the show. Brainiac is long overdue to be on screen like that. Neither Hawkwoman, Doomsday, nor Brainiac have been cast yet, but Sierra Renee, Sam Witwer, John Noble, and Regan Thompson are all available, ready to go whenever asked.
Sad news about someone who you may not have heard of, but has definitely touched your life and imagination in a strong way, especially this time of year. Exitencio, beloved Disney animator and Imagineer who worked on everything from Pinocchio to the Pirates of the Caribbean ride, passed away last week at the age of 98. His legacy includes two of the most iconic theme park attractions in history, as well as decades of innovation in feature and short animation. Atencio worked for the Walt Disney Corporation from 1938 to 1984 in a small break during World War II when he joined the Army Air Corps. Until 1965, Atencio worked for Disney's animation department, first on Pinocchio and Fantasia, and then on short subjects as such as the Oscar-winning Toot, Whistle, Plunk, and Boom.
Love that shit!
And the Oscar-nominated A Symposium on Popular Songs from 1962. Before becoming an Imagineer, Atencio also created stop-motion sequences in live-action films such as The Parent Trap from 61 and Mary Poppins in 64. He became an Imagineer at the request of Disney himself, and once there, Atencio was tasked with co-writing the script for Pirates of the Caribbean, including the fun song You Don't Mind Having Stuck in Your Head, Yo-Ho-Ho, A Pirate's Life for Me. He performed similar duties for my personal favorite dark ride of all time and the site of my very first kiss, The Haunted Mansion, writing the attraction's dialogue and co-writing its anthem, Grinning Ghosts. X was an enormous talent who helped define so many of our best experiences around the world, said Bob Weiss, president of Walt Disney Imagineering. Some may not know that when he wrote the lyrics for Yo-Ho, he had never actually written a song before. He simply proposed the idea of a tune for Pirates of the Caribbean, and Walt told him to go and do it. That was how X worked, with an enthusiastic, collaborative attitude along with a great sense of humor. His brilliant work continues to inspire Imagineers and bring joy to millions of guests every year. Atencio is survived by his wife Maureen, six children and stepchildren, and eight grandchildren. And of course, all of us Disney fans, generations to come.
A common parasite found in cats might be more dangerous than thought. The bug, known as Toxoplasma gondii, not Gandhi, that's different, can be transmitted from cats to humans via feces. And if your cat brings you some of that, smack it. And other creatures, like mice, these toxoplasmoses can actually compel mice to go towards cats instead of away. Then once eaten, it reproduces inside the cat until it's excreted, you know, via the poop. So even though you enjoy the videos that you watch all day, or even that you call it Catterday, it doesn't matter. It's been taken for granted that toxoplasmosis is essentially harmless in humans, but evidence has been mounting that even though mice brains and human ones are very different, the parasite can still attack and severely damage human neural tissue. A new study by researchers at 16 different labs across the world shows the human brain has specific weaknesses that can dramatically affect the course of toxoplasmosis, especially when it occurs at the same time as other brain-damaging diseases like Alzheimer's. To be clear, there's no evidence that it causes specific conditions, but the study shows how after each disease progresses, making things bad to just full-on blown out worse. The complexity of the interaction makes specific effects hard to pin down. Toxoplasmosis, it's a living parasite with effects in the brains that can change and shift over time in response to dozens of factors. More research is going to need to be done, so what the hell are you going to do about it? A spokescat for the felines released a statement, "You might end up in the ground. Sure, it's bad news. But on the other hand, it's party time for all those little worms. Come on, man. You've got to sacrifice your life. I'm not asking you to do anything I wouldn't do," by which I'd mean I'd sacrifice your life for the good of the crew. Cats are evil, man. We've been trying to tell you for a long damn time. Listen. GRD is licensed to the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works Nice 3.0 license. Oh, God, there's a cat staring at me now. And I don't have a cat. Oh, my God, help me. Somebody help me. Go to youtube.com/geekradiodaily. Enjoy all those things. Consider them homages and remembrances of the things we've done. And drop a note to podcast@geekradiodaily.com. Again, we'll have the tube safe. Trust me. You can always trust me, especially this time.
Funny, I detect no source of amusement.
No, it must not end like this.
Welcome to Nerd School.
I don't know if you noticed, but the podcast was a disaster.
Good night, suckers.
I think we need better packaging. We need a better way to show off our product.
The Batmobile. Adam West! Hey, kids, Batman!
Dad, that's not the real Batman.
Of course I'm Batman. See, here's a picture of me with Robin.
Who the hell's Robin?
Oh, I guess you're only familiar with the new Batman movies. Michelle Pfeiffer. The only true Catwoman is Julie Newmar, Lee Merriweather, or Eartha Kitt. And I didn't need molded plastic to improve my physique. Pure West. And how come Batman doesn't dance anymore? Remember the Bat 2C? Yo, hey,
yeah. Nice meeting you. Just keep moving. Don't make eye contact.